not be familiar with the parade, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the parade?
Well, the parade is decades old. I mean, its origins are in the mid to late
1800s. 1894 was the first parade.
Okay. And only bested by Pasadena, I think, by 4 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So it's really old. And then, you know, throughout the history of the parade, it's had, you know, fits and starts. Mm-hmm. A couple of world wars kind of interrupt things.
Right.
And with the last interruption being in 2019, when COVID kind of shut everything down.
Right.
And it's been since 2019 that we've had a parade in Santa Rosa. So, I mean, that's an abridged history.
Right.
It goes way deeper than that. You know, I've found great photos of growy florists.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, decorating horses and
oh my goodness.
All of those, you know, just really, really cool things that are really uniquely Santa Rosa, uniquely Sonoma County.
Yeah.
But we could be here all day if I...
Right.
every detail about
well,
that.
Well, it does have a very significant role in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, and it's lovely to see that it is coming back. But as you mentioned, there was a pause recently,
yes.
Pandemic, but sort of it extended a little bit longer than some other events that were able to bounce back and come back. Can you tell us a little bit for the reason in that pause?
You know, I don't know that there's really a great reason. I mean, COVID was just a real bummer.
Yeah.
For everything. I mean, for anything public, you know, restaurants, or, you know, theaters. I mean, everyone took a real hit. And so what ends up happening is that, you know, you end up having to start from zero, right? And you've lost the momentum that you've had by putting it on every year. That just goes away, you know, and people, you know, this is all volunteer.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So people are trying to, you know, pick up their own individual pieces, right, to get back to their own jobs, get back to their own work. And, you know, we are just now, I love to say that we've been, you know, Sonoma County strong, we've been Sonoma County resilient, and now we're finally stepping into Sonoma County thrive.
Yeah.
We're no longer being resilient anymore, right? We're done with that. We are thriving now. And, you know, it was just the proper timing for us to get back to it this year.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so you are new to the board.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Are there a lot of new members that are joining the board
well,
this
year? Well, there are four new members, I believe. There's myself, there's Cadence, there's Carolina, and
Chris Rogers
and Peter Rumble, right, are the sort of the newer folks. And
Jackie as well.
Whom?
Jackie.
Oh, Jackie. Duh. Yeah. Jackie just joined us. I'm pretty excited about that. And, of course, myself. And we joined with the past board, which was Bill Kilkenny, Jayma Finn, Justin Gomes, Peter Brissino, did I name everyone?
I think that's it.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was really a great meeting because what it did was, you know, because we are starting from zero, right? We have now more people with a singular focus, and that's bringing back the parade. And we're all sort of recovered. We're all ready to thrive, and it's been really very seamless. Working with the old board and the new committee.
Yeah. Are you bringing back some of the sponsors of the Luther Burbank Rose Parade Festival?
I'm glad you mentioned that. Katie, do you want to talk about our sponsors?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that Terry was kind of talking about is that one of the reasons it's been easy to bring it back is because the community wants it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And everyone understands how much work goes into an event like this. Everyone understands how much money is needed for an event like this. So the sponsorship outreach from the committee, from Terry and other members, has been pretty fantastic. I mean, you can mention some of the kind of founding sponsors who are back.
Yeah, yeah. It was great that the Ratto family approached me and said, you know, we want you. And they've been a sponsor of the parade for a long
time. Decades, yeah, for sure.
Decades.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Ratto has been, you know, waving in our parade. So when he contacted me, and he's kind of like a father to me, he's just a really dear, dear friend. He said he wanted to be involved as soon as we could get it together to bring it back. He was in. Then, of course, you know, we have some of the sort of community anchors like Redwood Credit Union came in really strong for us. Sutter Health, the Trioni family, another old school family. And that's, you know, what I love about some of the older, you know, I don't want to call them old. Forgive me, Trionis. You guys aren't old. You're still vibrant. Is that the theme of the parade is a time travel or a trek through time.
Yeah, right? Okay.
And so it's Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, but Santa Rosa specifically, past, present, and future. So to have like the Hansels, to have the Trionis, to have the Rattos, you know, who've been longtime supporters of this parade and other things in our community,
yeah,
step up and just say, oh, absolutely, we want to be a part of this. Absolutely pays homage to our past, to our present, and you know, there's little baby Hansels and baby Rattos and you know, who
next
can
generation
help represent
coming
the
up
future along,
yeah,
with everyone else in our community,
yeah,
which is really, really cool. So, you know, Exchange Bank, I don't want to forget any of our,
yeah,
our sponsors.
I think you covered all of them, especially, you know, Exchange Bank, they're right there on the route.
Yeah.
It's really,
oh, yeah,
important to them. They're gonna have a float.
Oh, good.
But two, you know, having support from the city. The city's really excited to see this back.
Yes.
They've been great to work with so far, and I think the partnership between the Rose Parade and the city feels really strong, and
sure,
that really helps the event move forward pretty seamlessly.
That's great. We're talking about the return of the Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival on Saturday, May 18th, 10 a.m. parade, 11 a.m. festival. I'm talking with Cadence and Terry, who are on the organizing committee. It's a lot of work to do this. You can find all the details at lbroseparade.com. Are you still looking for sponsors?
Oh, we'll always take sponsors. You know, like I said prior, when you have to start from zero, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But, okay, so now we've got you know, great sponsorship. Everyone came in really, really aggressively and strong to support it this year. But then you got to have enough money to get it started again next year, right?
Yeah.
And so having that, you know, padding helps a lot when you're having to, you know, initially get permitting done and traffic control plans and, you know, all that sort of hard cost initial stuff.
Right.
It would be great to have a little bit of money to start.
Yeah,
so,
of
yeah,
course.
You know, anyone who wants to give some dough, you know where to go.
Exactly. lbroseparade.com. All right. Excellent. So tell us what kind of changes that you are making. You got a new organizing committee. So what's on the docket this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, really for us, it started at the beginning. It was important that we got new branding and a new website together to show that, you know, this is a new iteration of the parade. As Terry mentioned, there have been a lot of breaks in the parade's history, and we wanted to come back from this one really strong. Everyone on the committee is in agreement that this isn't about just bringing it back. It's about bringing it back in a sustainable way.
Mm.
So we had an amazing support from The Engine Is Red, who designed our gorgeous new website.
It's beautiful,
and
yes,
branding and logo, mm-hmm, which has really helped us, I think, kind of elevate the parade and help the community see that it is going to be different. One of the biggest differences really is the emphasis we're putting on the festival itself.
Mm.
So we have some changes to the actual parade, which we can touch on, but the festival is just a huge community celebration. We've got a stage that is going to have, I think, six or maybe seven different cultural groups and local groups performing.
Great.
Throughout the 11 to 3 window. We're going to have some kind of old-fashioned carnival games and competitions to tie into that time traveler's trek,
yeah,
theme.
I like it.
And we're going to have all sorts of, we're going to have crafts and kids' activities. Our goal, too, is to really make it fun for the young and the young at heart. So we're going to have something for everybody. And the festival, everything at the festival will be free.
Great.
Except for food, obviously. We will have some pretty great food vendors there as well.
Okay.
And everyone can eat downtown and enjoy drink and food specials at our restaurants downtown as well.
Oh, yeah. There's so many great businesses.
Yeah,
and some really fun new restaurants, too.
There
if you
are.
Haven't been to downtown in a while, it's fun. There's a lot of stuff going on. All right. Excellent. So how do people enter the parade?
Oh, well, you can go to the website,
mm-hmm,
which is www.lbroseparade.com /join if you want to go directly. But you just hit the, you know, join button, mm-hmm, and you can, you know, entrant, hit the entrant, and an application will come up, and you can put in your float ideas or, you know, however you'd like to participate in the parade. That gets sent directly to us, and you'll get on the list, and eventually, you know, soon, actually, we'll be dividing all of the entrants up into divisions,
mm-hmm,
and getting them placed for their spot in the parade.
All right, so now is the time. If you're interested in,
yes,
being in the parade, don't delay.
Do not delay.
All
Do
right.
not delay. Especially those who have, like, really great grand ideas.
Right.
You know, if you're bringing, you know, a really large decorated item, right? We want to build the divisions around that larger.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Do you see what I'm saying? Because smaller, you know, groups can kind of fit around the larger group.
Right.
And so, you know, please, by all means. And it doesn't need to be, you know, you don't have to spend, you know, a king's ransom on it. We just ask that it stay in the spirit of the Rose Parade. You know, have fun with it. You know, we're looking to make it colorful, make it bright, make it vibrant, make it reflect, you know, our what we want from our downtown.
Right.
And a great festival. So, you know, let your imagination, you know, run wild with it. Have fun.
Right. And you're encouraging roses because this is the Luther Burbank Rose Parade.
You know, yes, we are encouraging roses, but I will say, go ahead, I think Katie's going to say exactly what I was about to say. Go ahead.
You have to have at least one rose.
You have to have at least one rose. Okay,
so
got it.
Do with that what you will, right? Yes. Terry's coming about fun and creative and exciting. Like that's really the focus. We wanted to represent Santa Rosa and Sonoma County.
Yes.
And having one rose helps us kind of tie that theme together. But if you want to do something totally wacky and new and creative, absolutely go for it.
Yeah.
Just put a little rose in your
put a rose on there. Put you know, it is the Luther Burbank Rose Parade, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
there are a lot of flowers that, you know, he created. Right.
Right.
Invented. As a matter of fact, the engine is red. If you look at the flowers that, you know, they've chosen as a design element, those are Luther Burbank creations.
Oh, cool.
Which is, for the most part, pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
And his birthday is actually coming up next week, I think March 7th. And we're going to be giving away some, I think, Shasta daisies, which are one of his flowers as well. So we've got lots of seed packets we're going to be handing out throughout downtown.
And oh, fun.
A couple other locations, yeah.
Okay, cool. Great. All right, so where is the parade happening this year?
Okay, so the route is, we simplified the route.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last time was the square united in 19? It was. All the parades prior, a lot of them happened when the square was not joined, right?
Right.
It was Mendocino went right through it. So this year, we're taking the parade straight down 4th Street, no turn. So it'll start at roughly Brookwood, Hope, which is the little street near Fremont Park.
Okay.
On 4th Street and head all the way down to B Street.
Got it. Okay.
Just one straight line. Okay. And I think that, you know, having it, we shortened it by, I think, 3 blocks. And the prior routes went down E and then turned left on 4th.
Right.
But everyone, even me, when I remember going my first Rose Parade when we moved here, everyone's on 4th Street. Everyone wants to see the parade coming down 4th Street. So, you know, we'll get rid of the turn, make it one straight shot, and then it'll disperse on B, and everyone then can make their way back to the square.
To the square right there.
Festival.
Okay, excellent. Wonderful.
And we're looking for a dunk tank for the festival.
Oh, okay. That's good to put that out there because somebody might have one.
We need
one.
A dunk tank.
Okay. Dunk tank. If you're listening and you have one and you'd like to loan it.
And a list of dunkables.
That has to come with the tank. All right. I like it. We are talking about the Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival, which is returning on Saturday, May 18th. 10 a.m. is the parade, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. the festival. So we talked about the theme a little bit, and I really like the theme because it really is open. Like, you, if you wanted to have everybody dress up in poodle skirts and do a 50s kind of thing, you could do it. You could go way back to the 1890s at the beginning of the parade. Like, you can go, and you can go future with robots. Like, you could do whatever you want, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's kind of what I loved about the theme when it was presented. You know, we were all sitting around the table trying to figure out what, you know, makes the most sense, and that was the one that resonated with everyone on the committee the most.
Yeah.
And I think and Cadence was really, you know, very emphatic about wanting to make sure that we do something that includes everyone. Kids all the way up to our seniors.
Yeah.
You know, she was emphatic that we have to include everyone. And so that time, that trek through time, just seemed to fit that desire.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah. And are we going to see the same kinds of entrance that we've seen in the past? Marching bands, horse entries, military entries,
yes,
everything.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
You know, Boy Scouts and... I mean, everyone has been contacted, and it's been so well received. Great. Anyone that we speak to said, hey, the Rose Parade is coming back. Would you like to, you know, submit an entry? Everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad the Rose Parade is back. Absolutely. Let me see what we can do.
Okay.
So, yes, you'll see some of the old. And mm-hmm. then we decided, you know, we had a list of some of the past participants, past float entrants. A lot of, you know, emails change, phone numbers change,
sure.
people change. And so a lot of that work was trying to, you know, reconnect those dots. And we did. And then at the same time, reaching out because we have a lot of new community members.
Oh yeah, for
new
sure.
businesses, new, you know, folks who are who may not have experienced the Rose Parade before, but now want to. So,
yeah.
be some old, some new. All you right. can't get any future ones because they're not here yet. But
well, they'll maybe be the ones who are watching along the sides and That's think, right. you know what? Next year, I want to be in the parade.
We've got a preschool registered.
Oh, good.
That's awesome.
So the future's definitely there.
There you go.
All right. Very cool. And entry deadline to get into the parade is March 22nd. So don't wait on that. So there is a kickoff party. Tell us about this.
Yes. I'm so excited. The Webley family has graciously... they're graciously letting us use their home, which is the McDonald Mansion.
Whoa.
Which is also known as Mableton, if you know your Santa Rosa history, named after the wife of Colonel McDonald. Yes, I mean, they are the most... They're just such gracious people. So, yes, they're letting us use their home as a site for the kickoff. What that will be is there is a... At 2 o'clock is when it starts, a garden party.
Mm.
Where we just basically, it's a way for us to thank our sponsors and invite more folks to come and sort of get into the spirit of the Rose Parade. We're going to have certain auction items that we're going to be, you know, auctioning off. I don't want to give those up too soon, but
okay.
they are all basically parade related.
Okay,
I'll just leave it at that.
All right.
And it's just going to be fantastic. We're so stoked because Mark and Terry Stark have agreed to cater.
Very nice.
The event.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. And Old Kaz has agreed to provide the beer.
Okay.
Which is, you can't have a kickoff party without beer.
So this kickoff party is for sponsors. Is it also for parade entrants, or who is it for?
It's for... To thank our sponsors, but
it's a ticketed event.
It's a ticketed event. Thank
you. It is limited.
Got it.
We don't have a ton of tickets to sell, but obviously part of it is recognizing our sponsors and kind of bringing the parade back. But yeah, we do have tickets available, kind of just going on sale this week.
Okay.
And those can be purchased by emailing our email account, which is lbroseparade@gmail.com.
Okay, lbroseparade@gmail.com if you want to attend the kickoff party April 13th at the McDonald Mansion.
Correct. And okay. what they would do is just go ahead and email that account mm-hmm. with the number of tickets you'd like.
Okay.
Okay. To be respectful, of course, of Jan and John Webley's home, we're limiting the number of people,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So it is limited, and it is a first-come, first-served basis.
Okay, so. Very cool. Can you tell us how much the tickets are going
Certainly,
to be?
Certainly, they're $100
okay.
each.
Well, that's yes. wonderful. And then that helps you also raise some more money.
Exactly.
Love
and,
it.
And that idea is, again, to sort of have that pot for the next year that we can have ready
yeah.
when we're ready to do
Well, you've got to have it. I mean, there's so many, and then there's other costs and things that come up.
Yes.
So,
always,
yeah,
always.
Right.
Yes.
What about if you have ideas for your float, but you're not really sure, like, what to do? Are you going to help people come up with ideas on how to build a float?
Yeah, we have, right now, we have a Pinterest account that has some ideas out there that mm-hmm. can kind of tie you to the theme, tie you to float building in general. There's some float building tutorials on that. We haven't really put it out there too much, but we'll do that on our social accounts this week. We've got Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram account is new. We'll share the Pinterest account through there. And then Friedman's has
yes.
also offered to give a discount to participants. So we'll
okay.
be sharing details of that discount with those who register so they can take advantage of it. Super awesome that they're
yes.
doing that. And then trying to connect with resources. I don't I don't think we'll be offering specifically a float building tutorial because everyone does things so differently.
Right.
But we want to make sure they're connected with resources that can help them if they want to decorate a car, if they do want to build a float, if they want to go costume-based.
Right.
So we've got kind of all, we're pulling all of that together to make it as easy as possible for the entrance.
That's great. And I also noticed when I headed to your website at lbroseparade.com that the form for entrance is really kind of streamlined as well. You've made it a lot simpler for people to enter.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's sort of the name of the game for this first year, is sort of trying to streamline all of it.
Yeah.
You know, to make it, you know, to remove the barriers to entry and make it as easy as possible for people to enter. Make the route as easy as possible to, you know, digest for businesses that are going to be impacted during a parade, right? We want to make that, you know, that as small as possible.
Make parking accessible,
parking accessible.
Try to limit the number of parking spaces we're impacting with the parade.
Right,
so that when people are coming down to participate, it's easy for them to find parking.
Right. And will you post on your website sort of which garages are open for people who are coming downtown?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Very good. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. I'm so excited about the parade coming back. This is wonderful. Now, it also takes a lot of people besides your organizing committee to put this all together. So are you looking for volunteers?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that's the end of that one right there. Yes, we need them.
And you can find that information on the website as well.
Okay, all right, great. And volunteer shifts, generally, about how long are you asking people for their help?
You know, during the, you know, as we continue to organize, you know, all the small things, we meet twice a month, roughly for an hour, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, there's, you know, tasks, phone calls, emails, you know, all of the honeydews that, you know, it takes to put on a parade. Mm-hmm. So that timing.
Well, and for the people who want to help out at
on the
event
day of,
as well,
mm-hmm. Yes.
I think those shifts are probably going to be about 4 hours.
Okay, great.
The event obviously cannot happen without volunteer support, but we want to make sure those volunteers themselves also get a chance to enjoy the parade and festival. So we don't want anyone to be not able to enjoy some piece of that. So
right,
we're going to try to keep those shifts probably about 4 hours.
Okay, that's great. And there's all different kinds of things that you can do to help out with the parade.
The list is endless.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, this is so great. Are there any other topics that we wanted to cover about the Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival?
Well, I think in mentioning the kind of how we're trying to streamline things, the awards is something that people always ask about.
Right.
And it wasn't, there wasn't any intention to not provide awards to certain categories, but we did just really want to simplify, you know, simplify everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we did away with the certified parade judges.
Okay.
So the parade is now really a community parade.
Got
it. It's not a parade that then qualifies marching bands to move on to another level of parade.
Understood. Okay.
So in that, we've decided that the awards we're going to hand out are really tied to the theme and tied to the parade itself. So we've got some nice cash prizes for, I think first place is $1,000 and second is, I think, $750.
Okay.
And then we've got, I think, three or four kind of third place prizes, in addition to some fun incentives for some of the youth groups. We've got some pizza parties and other things
cool.
That we'll be doing to kind of connect those groups as well. But I think that's kind of summarizes that.
It does.
Shift,
I mean,
right?
the key being, you know, we're when you have all the official judging, that's just sort of a barrier for people who don't want to be officially judged
right.
to get in. So just, you know, enough of that for now.
Sure.
You know, maybe sometime in the future we may want to, you know, as we get momentum and the parade grows again, we may want to revisit that. But for right now, as the sort of first, after a long hiatus, we just want, just come on down.
Yeah.
You know, be a part of this. And, you know, the judging is, you know, just really for fun. You know, the $1,000 for the best float is really just to motivate people to really just go for it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Really get in there and have fun with it. And, you know, that's what this is all about.
I love it. All right. Very cool. Again, the Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival both are back this year. It's very exciting. We've got some great new members on the organizing committee, and including the two people who are here in the studio with me today, Terry Sanders, who is the chair of the board, and Cadence Allenson, who is an organizing committee member. The parade is happening on Saturday, May 18th. It's 10 a.m. kickoff, and then the festival right there in Courthouse Square, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a free festival. We want everyone to come on out, enjoy themselves. Maybe, you know, you can wear roses too. You don't have to necessarily be in the parade to celebrate Santa Rosa and how much fun this is. There's also that special kickoff party to help raise some more funds for the festival and the parade, and then just to enjoy how great this community event really is. That is happening on April 13th at the McDonald Mansion. You can get your tickets by sending an email. It's lbroseparade@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. So inquire about those and just have fun. It's so great. Thank you both for all of your hard work. I know you've got a lot more hard work in front of you, but thank you for having this initiative and bringing this back.
Of course. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right.
Really appreciate
it. Again, lbroseparade.com for all of the details. This is Sonoma County Focus.
You may not think of flu as a serious disease, but complications can lead to severe illness, hospitalization, and even death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone 6 months and older get a flu vaccine every year. Vaccines are available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and local health departments. Protect yourself and your loved ones this flu season. Get a flu shot today. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Welcome back to Sonoma County Focus. Michelle Marquis here with Clark Wolf, who is co-hosting a great event that is a fundraiser for our local NPR station.
Yes, I'm co-hosting with a wonderful person who is the founder of the North Bay Children's Center, Susan Gilmore. And on March 30th at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, we will be celebrating some amazing people. I mean, heroes in food and wine and agriculture. And our grand award winner is Albert Strauss.
Wow, now that's a name, right?
This is dairy-making history. He's regenerative. He's teaching us. He's leading us the way. And he makes great food. But farmers, workers' rights people, chefs who are activists, educators, really wonderful people all gathering together to be honored. And the eat and drink should be pretty good, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, reminder, this is the NorCal Public Media Food and Wine Awards, honoring makers and heroes who give back. It is a fundraiser happening on Saturday, March 30th.
Yes, that's right, at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Please join us. It's going to be a wonderful celebration with extraordinary people for a really good cause.
All right, I love it. Learn more at norcalpublicmedia.org.
Fridays, there is definitely a difference between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Woohoo! It's the weekend!
Few things are sweeter than the weekend on KZST.
Begging, begging, I'm on my knees. I wanna be needing your love. I just wanna be deep in your love. And it's killing me when you're away. red velvet. I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man.